Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
It's been a very, very interesting story, and it was one that started with GovChat, Eldred Jordan. We have spoken to him here before, but now the South African Competition Commission has referred Meta Platforms, the owner of Facebook and WhatsApp, to the Competition Tribunal for abuse of dominance, and is seeking that the tribunal fine the US-based company 10% of its local turnover. This is a very, very interesting and a very different or unusual move. Sipho Ngwema is the head of communications at the Competition Commission. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, and good morning to your listeners, and thanks for having us on your program. I'm doing very well. Thank you.
So give us a little bit of the background to this case.
What happened in July 2020, Facebook, which now is called Meta, expressed that they were going to offboard government chat and let's talk on their WhatsApp platform. Of course, this came after they had imposed certain terms and conditions on the two platforms, and which they had felt that these companies or these platforms were not adhering to them. And of course, what then happened is that GovChat went to the Competition Tribunal to seek for an interdict, interdicting Facebook from executing that exclusion. And they were granted, which now I think it expired about a week ago. And at the same time, they laid a complaint with the Competition Commission of uncompetitive conduct by Facebook. And subsequently, the Commissioner of Competition, Mr. Thembi Nkosi Bonakele, also launched his own investigation against Facebook with regards to their conduct towards these two platforms. And this is what now has brought us to where we are, because we find features that were in conflict with the Competition Act with regards to the conduct of Facebook. We believe that they are abusing their dominance and they have conducted themselves. There's been an exclusionary conduct on their part, which is against the Competition Act.
Do we understand what Meta's motivation is for offboarding or for refusing to allow these two entities on the platform?
Our understanding as a Competition Commission is that they want to protect their dominance. They want to make sure that there is no company outside their interest that is able to compete with them. You must remember, they are dominant company, a platform, social media platform company in South Africa right now, and they want to protect that dominance, and this is why they then invoke all these exclusionary clauses. They want to make sure that the other companies do not grow to be their competition. And therefore, that's why they are excluding this, because the terms that they put, for example, not having more users and not introducing more products, are certainly aimed at making sure that they foreclose that competition and that competition has been able to grow. And this is against the laws of competition of this country.
What happens now? They've been ordered, they've been allowed to return to the platform. Well, that was following the urgent interdict. The finding has been that Meta has been anti-competitive. What happens next?
What happens next is that we are prosecuting them. As I said, that interim order that GovChat received expired about 2 weeks ago, about a week or so ago. And from our side, we are taking them before the tribunal. As you correctly pointed out earlier, we want, if they are found guilty, 10% of their turnover be imposed as the fine, because we believe that they are guilty of abuse of dominance, which, as I said, is a breach of the Competition Act. So we are going to hopefully have a hearing, but of course, a lot of things happen in between now and that particular date. There may be other litigations, there may be other technical issues that may be resolved. There may also be an agreement between the parties, but we're hoping that this matter will be resolved by the tribunal in the terms that we have asked them.
How does jurisdiction work in a case like this, where you've got Meta, which is very clearly an offshore company, it's not a South African entity, providing services to GovChat, which is a local entity? How does that work practically?
Firstly, Facebook has got an entity in South Africa called Facebook South Africa, which is a subsidiary of Meta. But importantly, in terms of the Competition Act, anyone who has got economic activity in South Africa, the Competition Act has a jurisdiction over that person. We saw this in the banks, where many of the banks that would have been accused of colluding against the rand, many of them do not have physical presence in the country. However, because their economic activity is taking place in South Africa, it is impacting on the South African economy, the Competition Act does have jurisdiction over that entity.
And I would imagine that the reason that you're taking this case particularly seriously, obviously, is not just because of the entities involved, but because it's a very dangerous precedent if Facebook or Meta is allowed to behave in such a unilateral way. Therefore, it's to protect other companies as well.
Indeed, but really small companies. So you will notice that in most of the cases that we take, it doesn't matter who the name of the company is, but what is important for us is to make sure that we protect other businesses, we protect consumers, and we give effect to the Competition Act. And the Competition Act is clear in terms of the obligation to protect those small businesses, the obligation of dominant players with regards to how they interact with those small entities. And that's what we give effect to, and that's what our responsibility and obligation is in terms of the law.
Yeah, and unfortunately that is all we have time for. Keep doing the amazing work and very important work for everybody that you are doing. Sipho Ngwema, who is the head of communications at the Competition Commission, talking to us about the Competition Commission looking to prosecute Facebook.